Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number four begins. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch, so stretch it out. Come on, Greg. You got to do them, too. You got to do your stretches. Right. Oh, come on, man.
All right. If you insist. It's radio. People can't see if I'm stretching or not until you call me out.
I mean, you know, you got to sell it.
Okay.
And you weren't selling it to me.
That's good. It's true.
It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Got the new coach, John Sumrall. I got introduced to folks. Seems like a decent guy. We wish him all the best. I it's time for the program to move forward, and hopefully he'll be the coach for a while, not because he can't get a gig anywhere else, but because he's going to turn the team around, and he'll have a winner on his hands.
That would be nice.
Not a bad thing.
No, that's the goal.
A lot of pressure.
Oh, man.
It is. It's a lot of pressure.
Can you imagine?
SEC especially. I mean, it's crazy. The fans are so demanding, including yours truly from time to time. So you make it to the pros, right? I mean, college, these guys are gifted athletes. You get to the pros, man, you are like one in a million. These guys are great, really. And if your name is Younghoe Koo, you need to kick the ball through.
Ooh, I like what you did there.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
So last night, the Patriots beat the Giants 33-15. But I guarantee you this morning, more than anything else related to that game, they're going to talk about this attempted field goal.
Yeah.
47 yards. He apparently, when he was stepping up to kick, maybe placed his foot too close to the ball itself, almost sliding into it.
It was an odd angle, kind of, wasn't it?
So it would be difficult to do a true follow-through with the other leg to then boot the ball. Instead, man, he dug into the ground in a way that looked, well, kind of painful. And you just, I can't remember the last time I saw anything close to that, especially at the pro level, but I can't imagine, I can't remember even a college player that happened to. That was really bizarre. New York Giants special teams, they're having a rough night. Kicker Younghoe Koo had the most bizarre first attempt at a field goal in the Monday Night Football matchup. After tight end Theo Johnson was unable to make a touchdown catch, Giants were looking to make it a 7-point game with a 47-yard field goal by Koo, who has kicked for the for New York the past three games. But when Koo stepped into his kick, for whatever reason, he put his foot into the turf and just came up lame without making contact with the football. It appeared Koo's left foot planted too close to the ball, which might have thrown him off. But he simply didn't follow through with the kick. And the holder and punter, Jamie Gillen, was drilled by multiple Patriots for what's technically a sack on the stat sheet. And that was a massive shift of momentum. Giants got a stop they desperately needed. And Well, you know, it doesn't matter because it ended up being the Patriots over the Giants, 33-15, but it was bizarre. That kick was bizarre. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air.
Bob, from now on, whenever I see something like that in sports that I've never seen before, I start to think about gambling and what, you know, was he not supposed to make a kick in that quarter? Was the game supposed to finish at a certain number in that quarter? All that starts to come into play.
Yeah, because you can bet on literally anything. What was the thing the other day with the was it Michigan player and headbutted the referee?
Oh yeah, right.
And it's kind of and then we've had those spitting incidences.
Yes, we have.
And yeah, it does make you wonder sometimes, like, what are they thinking? And, you know, these are like 15-yard penalties. They literally can be game changers.
We used to not even think about that sort of thing.
No.
But after all the revelations of the whole gambling thing, man, now you're right. We question it all.
Yeah, as we should. I mean, that's the thing, money and greed and, you know. I mean, if you can fix it so you're going to win every bet.
Right. And not make it obvious. But now, like he said, we question any mistake, air quotes here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, did you do that on purpose?
Oh, no, no, not at all. But my friend in Puerto Rico just made $4,000. Yeah, right.
I feel bad for the kicker. I don't know.
He's, oh, yeah, I know.
You know, he's trying to keep a position and stuff like that. So.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, think about it. Kickers can muff it. They muff it a lot. Mm-hmm. And what if they just muffed one by accident?
Yeah.
I mean, on purpose.
Yeah. But now, what pressure then does that kind of put on players if they understand the public may be in that mindset of are they going to be defensive now? Are they going to be second-guessing everything they try to do legitimately? Like, wow, if I mess up, they're going to think I'm a crook.
We could be heading toward that. I don't think we're anywhere near
right.
that yet.
We don't want to get there.
Well, no, we don't.
Because it gets, you know, in sports, if something's in your head, that affects the game.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I didn't win enough to where, like, I would throw a game. It's like, no, if I won, like, 900 games, I'd think about it.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No. May have thrown myself in front of a pitch now and then, but that's another story.
Oh, that, you know, it was no money.
A lot of pressure. Yeah, there was.
Well, I was trying
to. It wasn't money. It was like a Slurpee or something.
Okay. I'll keep you out of trouble.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that he is cracking down on thousands of truck driving schools, giving them a 30-day time period in which to comply with the Trump administration's rules for truck drivers. The press release from the Department of Transportation revealed that 3,000 commercial licenses and training providers were on the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's training provider registry, and they've been removed. The press release also added more than 4,000 CDL training providers that have been placed on notice. Why is this getting noticed? Well, we still are having terrible wrecks. And people dying because the people operating the trucks can't understand English or our road signs properly.
Unreal.
An illegal alien truck driver from India is accused of killing 25-year-old William Micah Carter and 24-year-old Jennifer Lynn Lower in a crash in the sanctuary state of Oregon. November 24th, illegal Rajinder Kumar of India was driving a semi-truck with a CDL when he jackknifed the truck and the trailer, blocking both lanes on United States Highway 20. Carter and Lower were in a Subaru Outback when they collided with the semi-truck. Both of them were killed in the crash. Kumar apparently first crossed the southern border near Arizona on November 28th of 2022, subsequently released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration. He was then issued a CDL by the sanctuary state of California and given a work permit in 2023 by the Biden administration.
Shocking, not.
Yep. Kumar, criminally illegal alien from India, released into our country under the Biden administration and issued a commercial driver's license by Gavin Newsom's people in California.
So now do we have to think about being on the highway next to big rigs like we do sports?
Yes.
And wonder, hey, is that guy even supposed to be in our country that's like, you know, right alongside me on I-75? Or not?
I'm not going to try to spend a lot of time in the general vicinity of any big trucks like that.
And isn't that, again, a shame? Because we know a lot of truck drivers ourselves who take it very professionally, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I've got
And they've got to be irritated about all this.
Yeah.
Taking jobs, too.
Yes, that is true. It is 9:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat positive thoughts. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. And now it's free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Now, this is going back a little bit. Tennis legend Margaret Court gave an interview with The Telegraph talking about Christian values, or maybe the lack thereof. She remained firm with her concerns about Christian values being taken out of schools and what it meant for the lives of children. She expressed dismay at a recent interview with The Telegraph in the United Kingdom about children and teenagers questioning their genders and being able to have access to serious health-changing medications like puberty blockers should one seek to change their gender. She said, Christian values have been taken out of our schools. Some children don't even know whether they're boys or girls any longer. This is where I get upset, because I look back at my life, and I was such a tomboy when I was young. I played football and cricket, and I beat all the boys doing it. But I still knew I had two brothers who were different from me. Now you have children saying, I feel like being a boy. Giving them a hormone replacement before puberty, they end up trapped in their bodies, and they can't turn back. We don't even allow them to drive until they're 17. Why would you do that to another human being? What are we doing to our young people? I cry about that, she said.
Wow. Sad.
Margaret Court, considered to be one of the greatest women tennis players of all time. She holds the record for the most Grand Slam single titles, 24, a record that only Serena Williams was able to sniff but never break. She has 64 major titles in total, 19 women's doubles championships, 21 major mixed doubles titles.
Wow.
She's been criticized, of course, for her views on things like this and on same-sex marriage as well as other beliefs. She told The Telegraph that she has nothing against gay people, but defended her reasoning that gay people shouldn't be married in the church because the Bible says so. You know, it shouldn't have government involvement either. That would eliminate a lot of issues. Remember? So the government had to allow you, so if you were gay, to get mm-hmm. married. Why are they part of it? What does the government have to do with my marriage?
Boy, that opens a whole can of worms, because if you want to go down the other side of that, there are those who would say, okay, you're right. Government shouldn't have anything to do with marriage. Marriage was designed by God, and it is a holy thing in that sense, which is why they would not want that untraditional marriage done in the church, and why some Christians would even say, okay, go get yourself some government thing if you need it for your taxes, some other thing, but don't call it marriage. Call it, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Partnership.
A partnership, yes. Yeah, so that for your will, for health benefits,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But don't call it a marriage and don't have it to do anything with the church. So kind of depends on how you look at it.
Well,
because it's really government that gets into play with all those other things.
Yeah.
Legalities. So,
yeah, she happens to also be a minister.
Oh, interesting.
And she said, I simply stood up for some values. I have nothing against gay people.
Right.
I just say what the Bible says. You know, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It can turn people against you, but you know what? When you know the peace of God, when you help people and see their lives change, that's all that matters.
There you go.
Shouldn't say in a confrontational, nasty way.
I mean, she's allowed to have an opinion that goes against certain groups.
Oh, she'll take some heat for it.
Of course she will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, man, she's one of the greatest ever.
Hmm.
All right. What else we got going on here? I told you about the shutting down the CDL mills, Sean Duffy. I told you about the illegal alien truck driver accused of killing two in a crash. That was in Oregon. And the guy who appears to be at fault, yeah, he got a fake fraudulent CDL in California. Who knows where else all these people, you know, where could some of these people be with these fake CDLs all across the country?
We call them fake, but it's actually some of these states are issuing them. They're not. They may be illegitimate in a sense that, I don't know, you can't read English. But the fact that states are issuing them, I think we got to watch not calling it fake, because you've got liberal leadership in states actually pulling this stuff off.
Well, they're fraudulent, to say the least. I mean, you just if you haven't followed
work
through with the criteria that's required to pass the test to get your CDL, then it's not a legitimate CDL. So it's illegitimate.
Yeah.
You just take you and your illegitimate CDL and get out of here.
Go back to California. Oh, man.
Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin told Fox News that Sanctuary New York City is harboring 7,169 known criminal illegal aliens, purposefully shielding them from immigration officials. More on that coming up. Also, we have things that make you smile in about 15 minutes. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Busted for playing handicap. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Mount Dora, Florida. More than 30 handicap placards were seized after they were being used illegally.
Whoops.
Yeah. So they did a big operation, two-day operation. They conducted those at Target and Walmart stores. The goal of the operation: to protect accessible parking spaces for community members who truly depend on them. During the operation, police conducted more than 80 traffic stops and recovered more than 30 handicap placards being used illegally.
Wow.
So out of 80 stops, 30. So what's that? About 35% weren't supposed to be used by that person.
Whoops.
Yep, it is a crime. You can be arrested for this. But here in Mount Dora, we just write you a little fine, a little $186 fine. Take that placard, throw it away, and hopefully people learn their lesson. $183, yeah. It's astonishing to see how frequently abused it is. I can only imagine what it's like in larger cities, they said.
Oh, yeah.
People were realizing that they were catching on to the fraudulent use, and people did state, I come here every week, and I can barely find a spot. Yeah. So I'm sure they'll continue to monitor.
As they should.
The situation.
I wish they would do the same thing for the people who go to like the big box stores when you've called in your order and you park close so the guys and gals can bring you your order out. The folks who like to park in those and go in and go shopping because it's convenient.
Oh, no, that's not cool. I've parked in one of those waiting for them to bring me something, even though I didn't order it through that thing, but I just met them over there, but I wasn't there long.
And they were bringing it to you something, so that's still a little different.
I guess I wasn't in the wrong.
No, but the people who like just literally leave their car for an hour and go in and go shopping.
No, you can't do that. Park and go in?
I see them do it all the time. Really ticks me off.
Wow. Spend a little time around Tampa Bay, man.
Oh.
You better have $1 million in the bank just to be able to park your car different places. It's insane.
It's like New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Parking ain't cheap.
The MRI is in. The MRI is in. Did everybody see it yet? Trump's MRI? Did that thing go around? Did it go viral?
I don't know.
White House releases perfect Trump MRI.
Well, of course. It's the Trumpster.
It's the most perfect MRI ever.
Ever.
The White House released the results of President Donald Trump's latest MRI after failed vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, as well as other members of the establishment media, called for its release.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Well, apparently you were a knucklehead the entire time you were the governor.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is this may be one of the worst managed states in the union. I mean, it really might be. Billions of dollars going to a terrorist organization overseas, Al-Shabaab.
And he's worried about Trump's MRI.
Exactly.
You got your own things to worry about.
Well, and that's kind of what the Democrats do, right? I mean, anything to keep people from focusing on reality and the truth. The establishment media, they've obsessed about the results after Trump revealed in October he had an MRI, which he said at the time came back perfect. It's been a sticking point for the left. Governor Walz even used it as a retort after Trump referred to him as seriously retarded. And anyway, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt dealt with that on Monday, and everybody will get a copy of that. His cardiovascular system shows excellent health. His abdominal imaging also was described as perfectly normal.
But you know they're going to go out and find some lefty expert, you know, and tell us why he's so ill and what's wrong with him. And this is why he's incompetent and he's dragging his leg and all the other things they've made up.
But they were the same people that denied that Joe Biden hadn't missed a step.
Well.
Sharp as a tack.
Well,
this guy's ready to win Jeopardy, man.
They've got selective everything.
Selective.
Stupidity.
All right, war on Christmas taking place. We're going to help stop it.
Really? Is it time for the purge?
It's always time for the purge.
Okay, good.
Christmas got political in Portland, Oregon. Really? Christmas, I think, has been political in Portland, Oregon for probably the better part of 30 years.
Yeah, they're not fans of the Christ child.
Maybe longer. Yeah. So they have a tree lighting celebration that they do every year. They've been doing it for years. But they were very careful not to call it a Christmas tree.
Huh.
The tree.
I wonder what it says on their calendars on December 25th. Maybe they've changed them. Just a thought, you know.
That is...
It could tie in with the Christmas tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it says Xmas.
Yes.
The square was crowded for the occasion. Started off with a woman taking the stage while draped in a Palestinian flag. She led the crowd in chanting Free Palestine before thanking them for responding.
At a Christmas tree celebration.
Nothing says Christmas like, you know, somebody draped in the Palestinian flag and chanting and all that out. The Hare Krishnas came up there for a little bit. They were chanting. At least they were giving away some food, which was cool.
Nice people.
Yeah. And, gosh, I'm leaving out a bunch of other groups I can't think of right now.
Pretty much everyone but the Christians were allowed, kind of, do you think?
Kind of seems that way.
Does that mean enough for the tree lighting?
Yeah. Well, that's a pagan thing, isn't it?
But we stole it. So, you know, we're going to use it. Thank you very much.
That's 9/10 of the law or something. What was that?
Yeah, possession
is 9/10 of the law.
It's our tree. Leave us alone.
Remember saying that as a kid? Rattling it off like
it really meant something.
Like you're Perry Mason.
Yeah. Right. Da, 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 da.
Oh, that was good stuff.
I loved her.
Reminds me of my dad.
Everybody in the world who became a star had a cameo early in their career on Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Seriously, almost
about right.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, they had a bizarre celebration. Mm. I guess it went off okay. Now, the city did make sure they pulled out a Santa Claus. So they're leaving that symbolism in there.
I'm not shocked. Okay.
And then the mayor came out, apparently addressed the crowd, brought out Santa Claus, and then they switched on the tree.
The tree lights.
The tree.
Okay.
Now, if you light up a tree, it doesn't automatically become a Christmas tree, does it?
I don't know. What kind of lights would you call those? You think if you opened the box, those lights came in? What do you think the box said they were?
Twinkling lights.
What else would it probably say?
Cheap lights.
From China.
Cheap lights from China.
I got a feeling it said Christmas on there somewhere.
Huh. I am going to check. Everybody do your homework.
No, I was at the Walmarts just yesterday.
You were?
I was picking up some Christmas lights for my wife's office. And they say Christmas on them. It does say twinkling, but they call them Christmas lights, not just tree lights.
Now, here's another story, and I got to tell you, this must be a tough neighborhood. You know what I mean?
How tough is it, Bob?
It's such a tough neighborhood that even the baby Jesus gets zip-tied when he acts up. For real.
You can't zip-tie the baby Jesus.
They did.
He would just, well, he wouldn't leave it on. He'd just, poof, you know.
Yeah,
he's Jesus, for goodness sakes.
He wasn't a superhero. Don't get them confused. A left-wing church in Illinois put out a nativity scene with a zip-tied baby Jesus.
Illinois.
Roman soldiers were depicted as, and then you'll totally get it, as ICE agents. Right?
Yeah.
Roman soldiers are ICE agents. Mm-hmm. Mary and Joseph wearing gas masks.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder who played, like, the Three Kings. You know? Let's see. Lennon.
Yeah.
Marx.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Throw another commie in there or something.
Yeah. There's so many to choose from.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The young people, they're not aware of history like they need to be.
Yeah.
By placing the Christmas story within the visual language of immigration enforcement and detention, this work asks viewers to confront the disconnect between professed religious or moral values and immigration policies. I don't know. I mean, Jesus said there should be no, like, sovereign countries, no borders.
I do not believe so.
I mean, he traveled the lands. Render,
Caesar, what is Caesar?
Right?
Yeah. Which meant they had structure and money and borders and government, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, during Roman times, you think you could, you're just going to, like, slip across the border and nothing's going to happen?
I don't know about that.
I mean, there might be some areas, of course, once the empire was really expanding, but...
I wouldn't mess with the Romans. The Roman soldiers.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
All right. I guess one more shout out to the new coach, John Sumrall.
Yep.
Welcome to town. Welcome to North Central Florida. You got a whole lot of people that are pulling for you. They're rooting for you and your family. We hope everybody does well.
Yes.
And he's got a good contract, 6 years, $44.7 million. And he wanted to be in Florida. He's happy to be in Florida. So hopefully that will turn into some winning football. I like that. It is 9:48 right now on the Bob Rose Show. It's your turn. Call in. Yeah. Do you have something that you're thankful for? We call it things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Well, good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for our things that make you smile. You know, upbeat positive thoughts, count your blessings. Call in for that right now, 877-975-9825. And Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis.
Well, just a fun thing. It kind of made me smile. Early this morning before the show, you know that I was on Messenger, just kind of seeing who's awake at that hour. And I see that an old friend of mine, Mike Weaver, he's got this little band called Big Daddy Weave that a lot of folks know about. And I'm like, what in the world is he doing on social media at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning? Band people, they do shows, they stay up late, they're sleeping in. They're on the bus on the way to the next town. So I'm like, all right, dude, what are you doing awake? He's like, I'm in Africa. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
What are you doing up? I'm like, you know where I am. But it's like, it literally made me smile because I'm like, it's always fun to see who's awake when we're up.
Right.
I didn't think about him being in Africa.
No, I wouldn't have either.
That's kind of cool, though.
That is cool.
Yes, I figured out the time zone difference there. So, you know.
All right.
Yeah. It was fun.
I'm smiling because my health care providers got me in yesterday.
Yes,
an appointment.
That's good.
So
that's awesome.
I know I might not sound great, but I'm feeling better. So I'm hanging in there. I hope you do, too. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Israel will deploy its first full-power iron beam laser defense battery by year's end. Senior defense officials declaring the system will fundamentally change the rules of engagement on the battlefield. But they still have, you know, issues, and they have to defend their nation. For years, Israel was known as a cyber nation, and Israel now is becoming a defense tech nation built on combat-driven innovation. And right now, they are pretty excited about the smoking iron beam, because saving lives is your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.